Welcome to the Midlife Purpose Podcast, where we talk about all things midlife and menopause. This is a place where you can come and break societal norms, raise the taboo on menopause, and redefine the narrative of midlife. Providing empowerment here, you become the healthiest, wealthiest, highest version of yourself. I teach you how to take back your me. I'm your host, Ginger Monzo. To just bring you some fun today. I think in midlife, we are not having enough fun. And I think it's time that we start to revisit and rediscover, you know, what fun truly is. So today, I just want to dive in to this topic of rediscovering fun. And I want to talk about how to add a little more joy, a little more playfulness, and a lot more fun into our midlife. You know, us as women, we totally get caught up in all the responsibilities that we're surrounded by. And, you know, we get caught up in the day-to-day of what we need to do. And, you know, we just get caught up and there's no fun in getting caught up. So I want to just start to help you bring some fun back into your life, because these challenges of these stages in midlife, you know, they're not fun. And I want to turn that around and start making some fun in midlife. It's so crucial to enjoy fun in ourselves. It's so crucial for our well-being. And it's very important that we have fun. Fun brings on laughter, and laughter is the best medicine in the world. You know, fun also is going to reduce these high stress levels that we have. And of course, when we reduce these high stress levels that we have, then we can reduce cortisol levels. So this is all going to go hand in hand. So we're going to reduce our stress, we're going to improve our mood, and we're going to increase our overall happiness by just having some fun. Fun doesn't always have to take a lot of energy to put into it. It's totally what we make of it. And you could totally just, you know, have fun with your spouse, be playful about things. And, you know, it helps our emotional and our physical well-being just to be playful. Some of the ways that we can probably add more fun into our life is maybe try a new hobby of some sort. Just spend time with your loved ones, maybe your grandkids, maybe your, you know, have a lunch date with your daughter. You know, just reach out and have some fun. And I think it's real important that we incorporate joy into all of our routines that we're doing. Don't take being playful too serious, okay? Just let it be what it is. Just go out and have some fun. Playfulness, you know, can be humor. Playfulness can be a funny situation that's happening. Playfulness can be maybe engaging into some imaginative activities. Those are always fun, right? We have to just stop and let go of being so serious about everything all the time. And I know in these times for us today, there are serious things happening that surrounds us that makes us even more serious. So I think if we can just step back away from that, just have some fun time, some fun moments, and not think about everything that surrounds us. I just want to encourage you to think about how you can add more fun and more playfulness into your own life. You know, whether it is a hobby, having that lunch date, spending time with your friends, just allow yourself to be silly and playful. Dance, okay? I absolutely love dancing. I love to turn the music on, just feel it and dance. Just have some dance time. find ways to have fun. It's truly going to be an essential way for having a more fulfilling midlife. Go out, release it, let go, and have some fun. Midlife is all about having fun. It's my favorite saying. Midlife is so fun. Go out and have some fun. And I can't wait to pop on another episode with you. Until next time, go have some fun. Be joyful. Be playful. Bye for now.